Ches, Yom Aleph, Yud Beis Chazon.
Zog de Rosh. See the Rosh inside. Rebbe Elchanan from this Rosh was miyased apor chidushim and yevomes. Yes, shoyalim. Isha shehoiso nido. Kshemeiz baylo teisus kashe. תאוסר להסייבם אפילו טוב לו כמו אחויס אישו שאינו מסייבמס אף על פי שמייסו אישו So the Rosh asks Tesis Kashe משמע like רב חיים תקה ישאל אם אישו שאיסו נידו כשמייסבי לו תאוסר להסייבם So the kasha is that the isha shoy sonido b'shas shemeis bailo te'osar li'isyabem afilu tov lo why will be nesro k'mo achos isha she'einu misyabem es afa po shemeis o ishto so teisus kasha the rosh asks teisus kasha why is no nesro tshuva ledivreihem The loy shaykh le meilaf nido me'achis isho. The loy dam yele harayes she'asuros le'isya be'mishum kruvo u'mutoros le'shar o'ilo. אבל נידו אסור על הכל. So what is Tesis? What is the Rosh is answering? The Rosh answers like Tesis that lo idomi la'achris isha. Nido is asur lakoil. B'meile it's not a rayas. Ma she'ein ken achris isha is a erve. So bepashtes zog mechamol. Bepashtes. The Rosh is Kasha, Stace is Kasha. Why is no Nes, Rabbi Nido? Forget, it's not Mashma that he asks to Pata the Tzorah. He doesn't ask to Pata from Chalitza. He's asking that Nido will be Nesro. And the answer is that it's no Nesro. Why? That it's not Dunya de Achoisisho. And the words of the Rosh are even starker. The Loidami Leharayas, Shasuris Leyave Mishum Kruvois, Umutoris Leshar Oilom. אבל נידו אסור על הכל. So the answer is, נישקן הרבה. It's נישקן הרבה. הרייס הרבה, נידו is not הרבה. So what if it's not הרבה? So everything we said, יום חמישי. ממילא, she's not out, מסבורה. She's not out, מחמס עולהו. She's not out, מחמס לוקחס. She's not out. ממילא, there's no נסרו. נסרו is only if you're out. If you're not out, there's no נסרו. And here is no Nesro. And here is no Nesro. This is Be'etzem, the Rosh's answer. So the Rosh asked Tesis Kashe, why is no Nesro? And the answer is that it's no Nesro. Why is no Nesro? Because she's not a Erve. She's not Dum Yedei Achris Isho. And only Dum Yedei Achris Isho you have Nesro. If it's not Dum Yedei Achris Isho, you don't have Nesro. If it's not Dum Yedei Achris Isho, you don't have Nesro. You have to be a Erve to be Nesro. If it's not a Erve, it's not Nesro. Till here it's glad. With all the Esberim that we said. Kum de Rosh, and the Rosh asks a new Kasha. So he asked me a Kasha, why is Nido is not Nesro? The answer is she's not a Erve. And why she's not a Erve, it's no Nesro. ואף על גב דלאב בסיבומי בייס נידוסו איז מחדש דרוש חליצוסו חליצו ולדומה לחליצס מעוברס דלא ישמוי חליצה לרישלוקיש לקמון בפרק החוילץ משום דאין האוילה ליבו דשייני נידו שעמדס ליטבויל ולתאר כדורך כל הנושים אבל מעוברס שמוטלת This Rosh is a Medrash Plie and of them Rebel Chonon boys the Gans Yesoides in Kovitz Ores. But let me send the Rosh Keseida. The Rosh is asking a Kashe. I said Nida is not a Erve. The male is no Nesro. Oh, but you can't do Yibum now. She's a Erve. She's a Rayas. And as the Chalitz is Bokores. Oh, but she's not Nesro. She's not out. A Rayas are out. She's not out. She's not Mufka from the Parsha. So while she's not out, she's not Mufka from the Parsha. B'meile she doesn't have Nesra. Frag the Rosh, Pseida. So she's not out, she doesn't have Nesra. She'll be Oile Lechalitza, she's not Oile Lechalitza. Zog the Rosh, she's Oile Lechalitza. Frag the Rosh, why she's Oile Lechalitza? Kol she'eino Oile Lehibum, eino Oile Lechalitza. And while you can't do Yibum because Ein Esa Deicha Loisa Sheyesh Bokores, you're right that she's not an Erve, she's not out. She's not like Arayas. It's a Zaitike Zach, like the Briskerov. But Lemaisa, you can't do Yibum. And say, Kol She'ein Oile Le Yibum, Ein Oile Le Chalitza. Dum Yede Meuberes, Ha Ishon, when the husband dies, she's a Meuberes, Zog De Gmora, Alibed Rish Lokish, you can't do Yibum. Even if in the end the Vlad dies, you can't do Yibum in the meantime, I and all of you can't do Yibum, she's not Oile Le Yibum. So fighting more, but why you can't do Chalitza? Zog Trove, Lamed Hei Amud Beis, beginning Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Kol She'ein Oile Le Yibum, Ein Oile Le Chalitza. Kol She'ein Oile Le Yibum, Ein Oile Le Chalitza. B'meile, Frag the Rosh, so why need a chalitza so chalitza? Say, kol she'ein oile le'ibum, ein oile le'chalitza. What I'm telling you, nida is no nesro, aleph. Beis is chalitza. You're asking me over kol she'ein oile le'ibum, ein oile le'chalitza. And the Rosh answers a simple teretz. Val, she could go to the mikveh, be yod elitvoil, so it's no chisorn of kol she'ein oile le'ibum, ein oile le'chalitza. This is Divrei Rosh. This is Divrei HaRosh. Fragt Rebbe Elchanan in the Welt four starke kashes. And I want to remind me the four starke kashes and we'll say the Yesod of Rebbe Elchanan. Seder HaDvorim in the Rosh was Nida is no Nesra. A. Bizog Teis the Rosh she's Choletzes. Fragt the Rosh Kol She'ino Eile Liv Meile Lechalitze. And for the Rosh no. What was the Rosh Moker Shekol She'ein Oile Le'ib Menoile Lechalitze? The Rosh bought a Moker Shekol She'ein Oile Le'ib Menoile Lechalitze for Mu'uberes. For Mu'uberes. Does he give the Moker from Rosh for Mu'uberes? The Moker from Rosh is Mu'uberes. Mu'uberes, she can't do Yibum, she's not Oile Lechalitze. She's not Oile Lechalitze. Fragt Rebbe Elchanan the first kasha. When the Rosh wanted to bring a mokor lekol she'ein oile le'ibum ein oile lechalitze, why the mu'uberes is misya be'emes? Fragt the Rosh, why the mu'uberes is es choletzes? Why the nida is choletzes? Say kol she'ein oile le'ibum ein oile lechalitze. Say kol she'ein oile le'ibum ein oile lechalitze. Who said that you say such a klal kol she'ein oile le'ibum ein oile lechalitze? Zog de Rosh, Mu'uberes. She doesn't do Yibum. Frag the Gemara, why she doesn't do Chalitza? And Zog the Gemara, Kol She'ein Oile Le Yibum, Ein Oile Le Chalitza. Kol She'ein Oile Le Yibum, Ein Oile Le Chalitza. Frag the Rebbe Elchanan, you have to come to Mu'uberes? The Gemara in Daf Gimel, the Gemara in Daf Chof, Evi Arayas, state Oleo, you can't do Yibum. So why you can't do Chalitza? Erva, you can't do Yibum, but why you can't do Chalitza? Why you can't do Chalitza? You can't do Yibum, but why you can't do Chalitza in Arayas? It says in the Torah, you can't do Yibum. Oleo, Oleo, she's Esed, your sister, your daughter. Erva, you can't do Yibum, but why you can't do Chalitza? Elisha, why you can't do Chalitza? What is the answer? Why you can't do chalitza? What? Kol she'ein oile le'ibu min oile le'chalitza. Kol she'ein oile le'ibu min oile le'chalitza. The Gemara in Daf Gimel, the Gemara in Daf Chof. This is the cloud. Kol she'ein oile le'ibu min oile le'chalitza. So why the Rosh can ask the Kasha Poshet? If neither is a Chayv Arayas, you're right, there is no Nesra, because she's not out completely, but you can do Yibum, so why you could do Chalitza? Kol she'ein oile le'ibu min oile le'chalitza. Why the Rosh only could ask his kasha from Mu'beres? Again. Why? Why? Is the klal kol she'ein oile? So maybe Mu'beres is something else. Chveisnish. Why? To say that you think it's different is not an answer. We have to know why. By the way, we have to find the answer that he asked from there and not from here. And we were asking why. He learned that Anida was Nesro. He answered it's not Nesro. It's not Dumi Dachos Isho. But he's asking, but it's a klal kol she'ein oile le'ibum and oile le'chalitze. That klal we see all over Yavam. We'll see later. We see all over Yavam as we see this klal. About the answer would be there's something different that we're going to go to. I'm not afraid. We saw in the Gantz Yavam that there's a klal kol she'ein oile le'ibum and oile le'chalitze. Evi Arayis, we can't do Yibum only because the klal of Kol She'ein Oile Le'ibum and Oile Le'chalitze. So if it does, that klal in Gantz Yivomis. Kol She'ein Oile Le'ibum and Oile Le'chalitze. This is the klal in Gantz Yivomis. Why the Rosh, when he wants to ask his kasha, he has to go Mu'beres. It's a shveri gemore. If you look good in that gemore, it's only a havamin in the gemore there. Frek the Belchon and ask a glat the kasha. Kol she'ein oile le'ibum oile le'chalitze, v'im lo yachbitz le'yabem, v'olso yivom to yasharo, kol ha'chofetz me'yabem choylet, kol she'oile le'ibum oile le'chalitze, kol she'ein oile le'ibum oile le'chalitze. This is the klal. Kol she'oile le'ibum oile le'chalitze, kol she'ein oile le'ibum oile le'chalitze. Why to ask the kasha from Mu'beres? Why to ask the kasha from Mu'beres? This is the first kasha. Second kasha, frek de Welt. Chai ve'lavim ve'ese, chai ve'lavim ve'ese, ein ese doiche loise se ve'ese. Ein ese doiche loise se ve'ese. So why the oile lechalitze? Why chai ve'lavim ha'oile lechalitze, but they're not oile le'ibum? What is the answer? What? Why? Kol she'ein ha'oile le'ibum ha'oile lechalitze, chai ve'lavim ve'ese. What is the answer? What? Zog di gmore in daf chof is a posuk velokho yesh lecho yevomo acheres she'oilo le'ibum ve'eino oilo lechalitze. Frek di gmore mairo iso zog di gmore arayes lo itafse bakidushin do tafse bakidushin velokho nida tafse bakidushin o lo itafse bakidushin tafse bakidushin. So she's exactly like Chai ve'lavim. So what is the Rosh's kasha kol she'ein oile le'ibum oile le'chalitze? Oh, b'chai ve'lavim, even that they're not oile le'ibum, they're oile le'chalitze. Because tafsi b'kiddushin. So what is the Rosh's kasha? Frek the Rosh, kol she'ein oile le'ibum oile le'chalitze. I'm asking you, evi chai ve'lavim kol she'ein oile le'ibum oile le'chalitze. What is the answer on evi chai ve'lavim? Tafsi b'kiddushin. Here is also tafsi b'kiddushin. So again, why these two kashas want to mashlim each other? The first kasha we're asking, if you want to ask me kol she'ein oile, ask me from evi arayas. Ask me from evi arayas. Why you found Mu'beres? Ask me from evi arayas. Kol she'ein oile libum ele lechalitze. And if you look deeper, it's entake not doimet arayas, it's doimet chai ve'lavim. Because it's tafse b'kiddushin. So the Gemara says in Daf Chof, that even if it's the klal of kol she'ein oile le'ibum and oile le'chalitze, or b'chai ve'lavim ve'ese, zog the Gemara that even if it's not oile le'ibum, the oile le'chalitze, it's exer asakos u'velokcho, v'al is tafse b'kiddushin karim b'velokcho, and b'meile karim b'velokcho b'dieved, and b'meile v'al she you couldn't make a kiddushin, is no chizon. That's the Gemara in Daf Chof. If this is the Gemara in Daf Chof, that b'dieved So what is the Rosh's kash? What's the Rosh kash? What's the Rosh kash? Tafsi b'kiddushin. This is the second kash. The third kasha, Frank de Welt has a, why the Rosh is asking this kasha like this? Lefi Reb Chaim, Taisus never asked the kasha, the Rosh and Taisus never asked the kasha that she potu michalitze. They never asked the kasha to patu the tzoro. They knew tafsi b'kiddushin. They only asked Nesro. Right? This was the kasha, as Reb Chaim said. Reb Chaim was medayek teoser. He never asked that she be potu from chalitze. He never asked that she be potu mi'ibum. He only asked the osa. No, so look in the Rosh. Yes, shoyalim. Why is no nesro? I'm not asking why is no chalitze. I'm not asking why she patters the tzora. I understand tafsi b'kiddushin, but we're only asking nesro. And for the Rosh is no nesro, she's not an erve. Frek the Rosh, and why is chalitze kol she'eino ilel yibum? So before this Rosh, yes shoyalim, why is chalitze nide kol she'eino ilel yibum eno ilel chalitze? Why the order of the Rosh is, first he asked Nesro, and Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi and Baruch Ber explained to us that we never asked on chalitze, because we understood a chalitze is tolin tfisas kiddushin. We just asked Nesro, and we answered there is no Nesro. Now the Rosh wakes up and asks a kashe, Oda bi potu fun chalitze kol she'eino oile. So it's tam a kashe. I would say, Simen Gimel, yes, shoyalim, nido, why she does chalitze, kol she'eino oile? And you answer, because she's going to go to the mikveh. And the order, it's not such a starke kashe. I would say it's a third kashe that it's be'etzem, repeating both two first questions. The question is again, you're asking kol she'eino oile is a klal and daf gimel and daf chof. Don't bring me from samodne havamina and daf lamed vov amud alef. Hey. Zweite kasha is, you write kol she'eino oile, but chayvei lavim also have the chisson of kol she'eino oile. And the answer is, abaval tafse b'kiddushin is a special posuk with a special drosha, as in ishtokim chisson, a special posuk with a special drosha. So what are you asking me from Nida? Tafse b'kiddushin, she has a special drosha with a special posuk. These are the first two kashas. And the third kasha is the same kasha, just a mechadet it. The Reb Chaim was medayek, that was poshut to Teisves, Reb Chaim was medayik, that was poshut to Teisves, that chalitza was the whole time. Was poshut to Teisves as he no chalitza. Teisves never had a tzad that is no chalitza. Teisves only asked the kasha that will be nesro. The ganze kasha that will be nesro. Not more from that. The ganze kasha was that will be nesro. But chalitza Teisves never had a shver. Why? Tafsi b'kiddushi. So Teis asks Nesro, he answers that it's no Nesro. Pidom he wakes up and he says, no, but why is Chalitza? Kol she'eino oile. Mashma ki'ilu, before he didn't have this kasha. This kasha only woke up now. It's a kleine kasha. The fourth kasha, Frank de Welt, and this kasha you could see here in the Koban Hassan, El Ois Aleph, Bilchonon Frank de Kasha. So the Rosh asked the kasha, Kol she'eino oile libmen oile lechalitza. What is the Rosh's answer? Well, she could go to the mikveh, she's called Oile Leibum. So why he didn't answer the first kasha like this? Why is no Nesro? Because she could go to the mikveh. Beyoda letair, is no Nesro. Why? He asked Nesro, he had to answer, it's Nishken Erve. He asked Kol She'eino Oile Leibum, he said she could go to the mikveh. Say gleich, it's not Nesro, because she could tomorrow go to the mikveh, 1, 2, 3, she could get rid of it. So Mele, is no Nesro. These are the four kashas as the Welt stole on this Rosh. A small Rosh, but four kashas. Four kashas. Why he didn't bring a raya from Kol She'eino Oile, from Dav Gimel, Dav Chof? L'chu tafsi b'kiddushin, it's like Chai Belavim, exactly. The order of the question, Oymer Dol She'eini. And the last kasha is, the Rosh answers, why is no chisson of Kol She'eino? Because she could go to the mikveh. Uh-huh. If that's the answer, that she could go to the mikveh, so there's no kasha of Nesra, she could go to the mikveh. These are the kashas, though, in the Rosh. So to answer these kashas, Reb Elchanan says a yesoid. And I want to build together the yesoid. Forget about the kashas, later we'll miyash of the kashas. This yesoid from Reb Elchanan, the whole Kovet Tzoros and Yevomes gate me that mehalach. It's mechudosh, but we'll try to bring guys. There's a lot of kashas on it, but the yesoid from Reb Elchanan. Reb Elchanan says the following yesoid. Zogt Rebbe Elchanan like this. Es tu halachas if kol she'eino oile leibum eino oile lechalitza. And I will masber them not only stam tu halachas Reb Chaim Dik, we'll masber it lomdish. Es one halacha kol yevomo she'eino oile lezikas yibum eino oile lezikas chalitza. I'll explain it. A Yevomo that is not in the parsha of Yibum, Hashem will not give her a separate parsha for Chalitza. It's one package. Either you give it, or you don't give it. Yevomo she'oilo lezikas Yibum, Zloshen Rashi and Dav Gimel, four lines from the bottom. Kol Yevomo she'oilo lezikas Yibum, oilo lezikas Chalitza. If you give it, you give it. If you don't give it, you don't give it. All of the arayas are out. They're not in the parsha's Yibum, so you don't get that small little parsha of Chalitza. It's like a baby that you get with the big parsha. You get Yibum, you get Chalitza. Kol she'eino oile leYibum, eino oile leChalitza. You don't give Zikas Chalitza on Zikas Yibum. I think it makes sense. We learn from a pasuk. Ve'otzo yevim te'ashoro, v'im lo yachbitz me'yabem, ho'chofetz me'yabem. Kol she'oile leZikas Yibum, oile leZikas Chalitza. Kol she'eino oile leZikas Yibum, eino oile leZikas Chalitza. Either you get the ganze parsha or you don't get the ganze parsha. This is arayas. Chai velavi. Also they're not oile le parsha sibum. So why they get chalitze? Special gzeras hakosuf. Yesh lecho yevomo acheres she'af al pi she'eino oile le zikas yibum, she gets that little parsha of zikas chalitze. Chai velavi. Mai roiso? So they're mufka and ganzen. So they took them out from the whole parsha. Chai velavim, Hashem gave them the small parsha of zikas chalitza. So again, the first parsha, the first din is kol she'eino oile lezikas yibum, eino oile lezikas chalitza. Chutz from chai velavim, she'af al pi she'oilim lezikas yibum, einam oilim lezikas chalitza. Af al pi she'oilim lezikas yibum, Einam oilim lezikas chalitza. This is chai velavim. This is chai velavim. So this is the first halacha. Zogt Rebbe Elchanan, if we know this first halacha, we know the klal. Who that is not in zikas yibum is out completely. Aleph de arayas. Chai velavim ve'ese, even that they're out of the main parsha, or but they have a zikas chalitza. Mai roiso, zog de gemore. Chai ve krises, loy tafsi bo kiddushin. Chai ve lavim tafsi bo kiddushin. I think the klal is very glat and very poshut. So I want to ask you in this shlav of the klal. You have a problem with nida? Nida, tafsi bo kiddushin? Yes. So even though she's not oile lezikas yibum, but she's oile lezikas chalitza. The Rosh could not ask a kasha. No one could ask a kasha. Everything is glat. As Evi Chai Velavim Ve'ese have Zikas Chalitza without Zikas Yibum. Chai Velavim and Nida is like Chai Velavim. Even though she doesn't have Zikas Yibum, she has Zikas Chalitza. Arayas are out completely. No one would ask a kasha. What is the Pshat in Nida? Nida is exactly like Chai Velavim. Till here is Yesoid Aleph. The Rosh can ask no kashas on Nida. It mamish fits to the Yesoid. Zogt Rebbe Elchanan is a zweite Yesoid in Yevomis. A Yevomo that is in Parshas Yibum. And in Zikas Chalitza. She got the whole package. But from a reason that is, she can't do one of them. She can't do the second one. You want the example? The moshul, she doesn't have a foot, a hand. So she can't do chalitza. So she can't do yibum. She's in the parsha. The yovam doesn't have a foot. You can't do chalitza, right? He gets zikas yibum, zikas chalitza, just he doesn't have a foot. Or she doesn't have a hand. But, if you can't do one, don't do nothing. This is another aloche. When you're in the picture, if you can't do one, don't do the other. Le moshul. He gives a moshul. Al his kashas. A melech. Melech can't do chalitza because he can't spit in front of him. So he can't do yibum. The second halacha. The first halacha was you don't have a half a zikah. You can't have yibum, you can't have chalitza. Chutz from laughing, that get a special posuk, because times be kedushin, they get a little parsha of chalitza. But someone that is in the whole parsha, and he can't do one, he can't do the other. Where we see it, where we see this yesod, where we see this yesod, in Meruberes, where we see it 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 in Meruberes, Meruberes, the halacha is like this. She's a Yevama, she has a baby inside. Even if the baby dies in the end, the halacha is, be'etzem, she can do yibum. But she's not a Yevama, because the Gemara says that if the Yevam does a yibum, he's not chayim mitzad eishesach. Be'etzem, you could do yibum. Just technically, the Torah said, iron all of weight. Put it on hold. But not be'etzem, she's mufka in ganzen. She's not mufka in ganzen, it's something in between. So Meruberes, you know why Meruberes cannot do yibum? Not because she's mufka in the parsha, she's in the parsha. Just the Torah doesn't let her be metzias to do the yibum. It's another aloche. Someone that be metzias cannot do yibum, cannot do chalitza. So we have two aloches. One aloche is, if you get zikas yibum, you get zikas chalitza. Chutzim chavilavim, they get a special parsha. But normally, either you get the whole package, or you don't get. Chavilavim is a special pasuk, they get chalitza. יש לך יבומו אחרה שאוי לו לחליצה את חי ולאבים. חי וקריסס, if you don't get a half, you don't get the whole thing. Now is another halacha. What if someone got the whole thing, but he can't do חצי? Is another halacha. שתית in מרוברס, כל האוי ללאיבום, אוי ללחליצה. It sounds very white. It sounds very white. Zogt Rebel Chonon, it's a mefurish Rashi. It's a mefurish Rashi. A mefurish Rashi. A mefurish Rashi. Rashi in Daf Gimel, when he brings the normal kol she'eino oile, Rashi says, four lines for the bottom, kol she'oile lezikas yibum, oile lezikas chalitze, וכל שאין אוהל לזיק הסיבום דזן אף חליצה. רשי אין למדבוב אין מורברס, look in the first רשי אין למדבוב עמוד א', look in רשי למדבוב עמוד א'. וכל האוהל ליבום, כמו שתהיית עם רשי למדבוב עמוד א', look in רשי למדבוב עמוד א', יאללה גמורי is gemor lamed vav amud alef, look in rashi lamed vav amud alef, kol ha'oil le'yibum, what's the rashi, kol ha'oil le'yibum de bioso poitrato, the first rashi lamed vav amud alef. Rashi doesn't say kol ha'oil le'zikas yibum oil le'zikas chalitza. Meruberes is in the parsha, but if Yibum doesn't work, Chalitza doesn't work. Zogt Rebel Chonon, that's the Yesoid from Rebel Chonon, four or five times in Kovetz Zoharis. I was only Mitzayin Chelik of them, where it's clear. Zogt Rebel Chonon, it's two aloches. It's one aloch, and I'll explain to you, it makes sense. Either you get the whole package, or not. Chayvi Krisis, you don't get a half, you don't get nothing. Chutzim Chayvi Lavim, Daltav Zibar Kiddushin, a special pasuk, they get a small one, Chalitza. Chayvi Lavim. Why Tavsi Bakidushi? It's another din. When someone got both. When someone got both. And he can't do one, he can't do the other one. And it makes sense. It's one parsha. Dahainu. Normally it's one parsha. Chutz and Chavelavim, they get a special parsha from Zikas Chalitza. Now, someone that got both and can do one, it spoils the other one. For example, someone doesn't have a foot, he cannot do yibum. Someone cannot do chalitza, also cannot do yibum. It's a different aloche. This is the aloche of Meruberes. This is the halacha of Mubes. Now, Barazay, now listen how carefully Zot Rebbe Elchanan, in one word, the ganze Teira. When the Rosh started, he knew Nida is like Chayvi Lavim Tafsi B'Kiddushin. He didn't ask a kasha yet, why Kol She'ena Oile? Like Chayvi Lavim have a special Zike Lechalitze, Nida also has a special Zike Lechalitze. Frag the Rosh about Zayn Nesro. And for the Rosh, Nida is no Nesro. Why Nida is no Nesro? She's in. I want to ask you a shayla now. If she's in, if the Nida is in, she's in, right? If she's in, so she's in for Yibum. No, she's in for Yibum, and she is in for Chalitze. She's completely in the parsha, right? In the beginning we thought that Nida is Nesro. She's out. Now we're answering no, she's Leidomi Le'arayas. Nida is in. But the Maisa, you can't do Yibum. Why you can't do Yibum? Because N.S. Dechalaysa Shiesh B'Koros. But she's not like Chavei Lavim. Briskirov explains, she's a Zayti Kezach. She's Be'etzem in. She's Be'etzem in. Just we can't do Chalitza. We can't do Yibum. Frag the Rosh, if she's in. And you can't do Yibum, b'meila you can't do Chalitza. As the second halacha, someone that is completely in and can do one, well, can't do the other one. Where we see this yesod, that if you're in and you can't do one, you can't do the other one. Where we see this yesod? And Mu'uberes. Frag the Rosh from Mu'uberes. Frag the Rosh from Mu'uberes. Frag the Rosh from Mubes. So the Rosh can ask the kasha from Chayve Krisis. Chayve Krisis is called Shaina Oile Lezikas Yibum and Oile Lezikas Chalitze. Als Krisis, Nida is Doime Lechayve Lavim. That she has a separate parsha. Frag the Rosh, aber now that I was Mechadish, that Nida is in. If Nida is in, she's in completely. If Nida is in, she's in completely. If she's in completely, and you can't do Yibum. If she's in completely and you can't do Yibum, if you can't do Yibum, you can't do Chalitza, it's Mubes. Not as Chayve Krisis. As Chayve Krisis, the answer is, Yesh Lecho Yevom Meshoyle Lezikas Chalitza. So if Nida is like Krisis, Val Tavsi B'Kiddushin, she's in the group of Chayve Lavim. So in the beginning, the Rosh never had a kasha. He never asked a kasha kol she'eino oile. He understands. Neither is doime to chayve lavim. But now that he's mechadish, now that he's mechadish as vos, that neither is in, so be'etzem she's oile le'yibum. She's oile le'yibum. Val she's oile le'yibum. If she's oile le'yibum completely, she's in the parsha of yibum. So why? And even so, she can't do yibum. And even so, she can't do Yibum. Why? Because Lemaisa she has a chorus, Kol She'eino Oile Yibum, Oile Chalitza, like Mu'uberes. Like Mu'uberes. So the kasha is only for Mu'uberes. The kasha is only for Mu'uberes. The kasha is only for Mu'uberes. You can't ask him Chayve Krisis. This is the Amonas Advorim from Rebbe Elchanan. This is the Amonas Advorim from Rebbe Elchanan. Yeah, Abarazei will go weiter. So we had four kashas. After we have the Amonas Advorim from Rebbe Elchanan, we have to answer all the four kashas. So what were the four kashas? Lama Gein Tzurik and the four kashas. What are the four kashas? The Rosh is asking a kasha kol she'eino oile le'yibum and oile le'chalitze. Why ask him Mu'uberes? Ask him Chayve Krisis. Second kasha, Tafsi B'Kiddushin. Third kasha, why you only asked it now? And the fourth kasha, why he didn't answer the kasha from Nesre, Beyod HaLitvoil? Zog Rebbe Elchanan, all of the four kashas are answered lefi ma'yesorit. The Rosh never asked him Chayve Krisis, because Chayve Krisis ein oile lezik asibum, ein oile lezik aschlitze, and Nida doesn't have this problem, because she's like Chavei Lavim, that tafsi bo kiddushin she nisrabe, yesh lecho yevomo acheres, she oile lezik aschlitze. He only asked Nida lemaskone that I said that it's not a erve and it's in. So she's mamish like a meuberes. Aber azay, she will have the second klal. When someone is in and he can't do one, he can't do the other one. The main discussion is only now. The kasha is taki only now. Aber azay, we have an answer also on the fourth kasha. What we asked? Why the Rosh didn't answer and the Kasha from Nesro, the same terrors that he's answering now, Beyodo Litvol. He answers Beyodo Litvol. Answer on the Kasha. Neither is Nesro, Beyodo Litvol. Why on the Kasha from Nesro, he didn't answer Beyodo Litvol? Why on the Kasha of Nesro, he didn't answer Beyodo Litvol? You have a Kasha from Nesro, answer Beyodo Litvol. No. And Nesro, he answers, she's not a Erve. Later, when he came to the Kashev Koshein Oile, he answered, Beyodo Litvo. Azay Freydi Korban Hassan. Zog the Belchonon is very poshut. And the Kashev of Nesro? So what if Beyodo Litvo? Or the hind is Nesro? What will help Beyodo Litvo? Or the hind is Nesro? Ah, behind is Nesro. What will help Beyodo Litvo? Or the Meister, she's Nesro. Beyodo Litvol? Aber Nesro. So what if she could change it? Aber Deval is a Nesro. Well, if you were learning, no. But mainly the Rosh never answered Beyodo Litvol. But that's interesting, that Teis Yishonim doesn't answer. We have to know Pshat that Teis Yishonim, he doesn't answer. But the Rosh didn't answer, it's Nesro Beyodo Litvol. Now he has a different kasha. Now that it's in, because it's Nishken Erve, with the whole Biskerov, it's Nishken Erve. Aber say the nuklal. If you can't do one, you can't do the other. Now I'm saying she's in. Oh, but if you can't do one, you can't do the other one. Zag the Rosh, you can't do one. You could do it. A couple more minutes, you could do it. So it's not called that I can't do one. I can't do the other one. Again, it's Nesro, it's not an answer. Tomorrow. Today is today. Now she's Nesro. Tomorrow she could go to the mikveh. Oh, but today she can't go to the mikveh. So it's Nesro. So what if Beyodo Litvol? Oh, but Lemaisa, now she's Nesro. So you can't answer Beyodo Litvol. When you could answer Beyodo Litvol? If you answer Nida is in, she's Oile Leibun, and she's Oile Lechalitze. No more Nesro, she's in. Just he asked me a kasha, but technically as a klal, when someone is in completely, and he can't do one, so he can't do the other one. She can do it, she could do it soon. This is not called that she can do it. It's called that she could do it. This is not called that she can do it. Can do it means someone that cannot do it at all. She could do it. It's not called that she can do it. For example, someone doesn't have a foot. If he has a cast on his foot, you also say he can't do chalitza. Take off the cast. She's not mufka. When she was mufka, it's Nesro to go tomorrow to the mikveh. Oh, but now it's Nesro. So what, she could go tomorrow to the mikveh? And it's a klal, call Yevomo, she ain't kerem, she's the fil Yevomo, 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 Arei, kei, she's actually a shimoni, ve'asur, mikveh tomorrow, aherain, doesn't help. Oh, but if the answer is nay, she's in the parsha. He was asking a different kasha now. Pum, vakert go. Val, she's in the parsha. And she is oile le'yibum. And she is oile le'chalitze. But if you can't do one, you can't do the other. So the mele, he asked, would be a klal of kol she'in oile. Avdem zog de rosh. If she's in, and you want me to come as the klal kol she'in oile, I will answer you very simple. Val, soon she could do it. It's not called that she can't do one of them. So if she's out, what, she could go to the mikveh, doesn't bring her in. But if she's in, and the kasha was, but technically if I can't do one, I can't do the other one. I could do both. This is the Torah from Rebbe Chanan, and I'm saying to see it, keseder, is to see Lamed Ches Gimel first, then to see Lamed Hey. I forgot already to say the. No, I'm just going to say the seder. Then to see. Hey Ois Gimel, and they Hey Ois Yudalet. If you could see also Ois Yud Beis, there he asks the kashas. Oh, but the order is Lamed Ches Gimel, Hey Gimel, there he says the lomdus of the Chakire, Hey Yudalet, he explains it in Antanar Suge, and in the Hey Yud Beis, he also repeats it. It sounds so MS. I'll tell you one kasha, there's a lot of kashas. one starke kasha to see if you don't know the answer on this, you didn't have the answer Rebbe Elchanan. What would be lemaise if you have an isha mu'uberes? So we know we're learning a choylet. You know, if you have an isha mu'uberes, you can do yibum. And you could do chalitza? No. Why you can't do chalitza? Because she'ein o'ele le'ibum and o'ele le'chalitza. Yeah? Listen carefully. You have a mu'uberes that is a chay ve'lavim ve'ese. She could do chalitza or not. You have a mu'uberes that is a chay ve'lavim ve'ese. She could do chalitza or not. Listen. Think. Chay ve'lavim ve'ese. Again, mu'uberes cannot do chalitza. The Gemara says in Lamed Vov, kol she'ein o'ile le'ibum, ein o'ile le'chalitza. Now this mu'uberes, dahainu, my brother dies, I'm the Kohen Gadol, my brother dies. So I can't marry his wife, why? Almona le'Kohen Gadol, lo yisase ve'ese. But I could do chalitza. Now she's a mu'uberes. Mu'uberes, the Gemara state, kol she'ein o'ile le'ibum, ein o'ile le'chalitza. Now she's a mu'uberes and she's a chaylavim ve'ese. Think a second. She could do chalitza or she can't do chalitza? Lefi Reb Elchanan, she could do chalitza. Why? Because be'esem she has a zikas chalitza. Only a mu'uberes that was complete in the parsha. While she can't do yibum, she can't do chalitza. Masha'egin, if she's a chaylavim ve'ese, so yesh lecho yevomo acheres she yoyle lezikas chalitza. And this is Chai Ve'lavim Ve'ese. And Zikas Chalitze, she doesn't have a Ptur. Mori, and Zikas Chalitze, she doesn't have a Ptur. Only in Zikas Yibum, she has a Ptur. So a normal Mu'uberes cannot do Chalitze. Why? Because she's in the Parsha, she's out from a Parsha, she's out from everything. Masha'enken, a Mu'uberes, that is a Chai Ve'lavim Ve'ese, so she's out of Parshas Yibum, and she only has a Zika Lechalitze. And then you can't say, Kol She'ein O'ile Le'ibum Lechalitze. So be a Chidush. You learn Acholetz, you learn Mu'uberes, but if she's Chai Ve'lavi Ve'ese, she's Chai Bechalitze. Lo Yishomanu.
Oh, because she's Mu'uberes, it's not Chidush. Until you don't know if she'll be or not, you can't say that the Chalitze will help. After the Rebbe
Elchanan. Why? Explain to me why.
Because now that she's Mu'uberes,
so what?
You don't know.
So I don't know, right? So what? No, the Gemara says the only reason. The Gemara says the only reason you can't do Chalitza is not because you don't know. The Gemara says, Kol She'ein O'ile. I have a Gemara. The Gemara says, Kol She'ein O'ile. And if Rebbe Elchanan says that here you don't have Kol She'ein O'ile, it's a man, she could do Chalitza. The Gemara says in Lamed Vav, not because I don't know what will happen with the Chalitza. I can't do Chalitza because Kol She'ein O'ile. Rebbe Elchanan explained that it's because the second Lomdus, not because the first Lomdus. Chai Ve'lavim Ve'ese have a Zikas Chalitza. Chai Ve'lavim Ve'ese have a Zikas Chalitza. So B'chai Gavne, you can do Chalitza. So this is a Shtik Le'or Af Rebbe Elchanan. It's a Shtik Le'or Af Rebbe Elchanan. Lo Yishamanu. Let me get into the second part of Tesfus. It's like this Rebbe Elchanan, Ben Hashem, it comes back in Daf Gimel. Again, Rebbe Elchanan says, Diyukim and Rashi. Rashi Daf Gimel says, Zikas Yibum. And Daf Lamed Vov, he says, Bioso Potrato. Bepshata Gemor and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, in the bottom of the Amud, the Welt uses this Rebbe Elchanan mamish to pshat in the ganze Sugya. It's kedai to see over this Rebbe Elchanan's. So you saw it from Rebbe Elchanan. There's a lot of kashas on it. Rebbe Elchanan himself asks his kashas. But does it you saw it from Rebbe Elchanan. Lamazan, the second part of Tesfus. Ve'oy nire lechalik. So we have a klal. Ven shteit in Tesfus ve'oyt. Remind me the dvorim. Ve'oyt means, even if the first teretz is wrong, echob nocha teretz, right? Dehainu. Even if the first teretz is wrong, as Nida is Nesro, even if Nida is Nesro, even so Zektesis, I have a teretz, why will not be Nesro? I'm sorry. Even if Nida is Dumya Da'achis Isha, not this is the right words, even if Nida is Dumya Da'achis Isha, and she's an Erve, even so will be no Nesro. This is the teretz of Tesis. Ve'oid, even if Nida, the like Abris Kerov, the like the Teres, it is like a Erve, it is like a Chos Isha. Even so, the Tesis, Nida will not be Nesra. Why? Lomazan the Tesis. ואוי נראה לחלק. דאחויס אישו, אף על פי שמייסר איש לה אחרי כן, שוב לא תזדוקק ליובון. כיוון שנפטר השוע אחס, משום שנאמר דרכי או דרכי נוים, כנאמרינן בישמו תורס. תייסס אז מחדש, אני לא מבוא את אויסטס, אגרי שחי תייסס, we have two gemoras in Shas that we know about Nesro. As a gemora that we're mentioning the whole time, Daf Lamed, Lamed Beis, I'm married to a lady, my brother is married to her sister, my brother dies, I can't do Yibum, it's Achois Isho. My wife dies, Achois Isho is only also Bechayel, but I can't do Yibum. Kevon she Nesro Shoa Achas, Nesro Elomis. This is the gemora in Daf Lamed. This is the Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis. Kevon she Nesro Shoa Achas, Nesro Elomis. Kevon she Nesro Shoa Achas, Nesro Elomis. This is one Gemara. Till now, Tezus Lim Shat, Nesro. While she was also one, she's also forever. When my brother died, his wife was a Erve, was a Achois Isho. Even that my wife dies now, and she's not a Achois Isho, it's Muto. It's also, it's Nesro. Zog Tezus now, I mante mechadish a chidush. That Nesro is Giboit of Darchei Noyam. What is the pshat Giboit of Darchei Noyam? The Gemara of Pesayin Amud Beis speaks like this. My brother dies and he has kids. So it's no Yibum. Only the Ben Enloi. Only the Ben Enloi. But if he has kids, it's no Yibum. What would it be if his kids die after he's dead? My brother dies. He has kids. I can't do Yibum. And then his kids die. So now Be'etzem is a reason for Yibum. So you do Yibum or you don't do Yibum? My brother died, he had kids. The Ben Enloi, but if he has kids, oh, but the kids die. Zog the Gemara, Nasem Meisim Kechayim. Kiilu they're not dead. Why? Shenemar Dorcheo Darchei Noyam. So learn stasis pshat in the Gemara. She was potu miyibum, and now after 2 weeks her kids are dead. Not only that her kids are dead, now she has to marry her brother-in-law. So nishken darchei noyam. She felt that she's free. That she's potu in gantz. And now you will say that she has to make yibum again. Ain't it darchei noyam? It's not darchei noyam. Azei Tesis Lun Pshat in the Gemara. Be'etzem, we could say that Gemara is Nesro. B'shas Nefile, she's a Shesach Shiesh Lobonim, so Nesro Ilomis. And the Gemara calls it Darchei Noyam. Tesis is Mechadish now that every Nesro is Giboit and Darchei Noyam. The Yesoid of Nesro is because ain't the Darchei Noyam to be Osur and to become Mutar. Ain't the Darchei Noyam. And I will explain, it's mamash a whole chidush. It's a whole chidush. Why? Till now we learn pshat Nesro means Vashi was also for 5 minutes, it stays also forever. Right, Nesro. Now we're learning the opposite. Be'etzem is a reason to become a Yibum tomorrow. Just it's not nice, so we don't do it. It's punkfakel. Nesro, we understood pshat, if you also for once, you stay also forever. Now we don't call it Nesro Be'etzem. Also for once is not also forever. Be'etzem, the Yibum of tomorrow has to be matir all of the Yisurim. Aber se nishen, ein ze darchei noya. Lefidem, Tesis understood that not darchei noya is, lemoshel, be'achois isha. Two brothers married to two sisters and one brother dies. So you can't do Yibum to your brother's wife because she's achois isha. Then your wife dies, now you could do Yibum. It's not nice. Before she felt free, now she feels she's not free. Ein ze darchei noyam. Lechaure, Zoktei says, this is good when it's one brother. But when it's five brothers, and two are married to sisters, and one of them dies. So you're right that I could not do Yibum, but she didn't feel free. She anyway had to wait for Yibum to the other brothers. So now my wife dies, why I can't do Yibum? Where is the Chisson of the Achinoyam? There's no Chisson of the Achinoyam. Zoktei says, even so is a chisoon. She'ein ze darchi noyam, she'tachzo v'tizdakek, leze she'nifter aloi. As Erab Kiveheger learns pshat, and Taisis, that this is what Taisis is coming to say. What we Taisis inside? V'oid nire lechalek, d'acho is isho, ava bishom eise ishti acheichen, shuv le'tizdakek li'yovo. Keime she'nifter aloi shoachas, bishom she'nem adarchi o darchi noyam. ואפילו היחד אלוהים מתחה מהבייסה לגמרי כגון שיש אחים אחרים אסור על זה שמייסו כדי אמרים בפרק ד' אחים כל יבוא מה שאני קורא בו בשעס נפילו יבוא מה יבוא אליהו הרי כשסר שיש לבנים ואסורו why? I will explain if it's a din of Nesro so it's pashut she was also on me for 5 minutes and stays also but if it's mitzad darchi noyam she was anyway not free. Again, if it's mitzad Nesro, so was a Nesro. Oh, but now that Taisis is mechadish, that is not really ber of Nesro. Everything is told if it's noyam or nish noyam. Frik Taisis, belo yitche me'ay beise. Belo yitche me'ay beise. Belo yitche me'ay beise. B'chai gadne lechure. Belo yitche me'ay beise. Chai Gavne is no chisor nevne, darchi noyam. Zog teisves, de ein ze darchi noyam, im yesh lo li izdakek leze she niftero imenu. Chidush Godl. You're right that she didn't feel free, but she felt this guy, she's anyway not marrying. She could start up with him. She doesn't have to think about him anymore. Pitom, this guy comes back into the picture. Most of the other ones, she felt, okay, she could work it out, some mahalach. Es ein ze darchi noyam, she tarzo vat izdakek leze she niftero imenu. Das ist der Chiddush of Taisus. Ein sind der Kinoyam, der Tachso und des Dakel, das ist der Nifter war Imenu. Bemele sagt Taisus, so again, till now, the first Teretz learns is a Ber of Nesro. If you also want, you stay also forever. You don't measure Yesh Noyam, Nish Noyam. Now we learn, no, it's no Chefzer of Nesro. Pasha, it's not nice. So if it's more brothers, it is nice. If it's Nesro, it's Nesro. But if it's not nice, more brothers, it is nice. Zog Taisus, it's not nice. B'meile mamshich Taisus and says, Nide, it's no chisorin if she has to wait. Shari lebay lo gamron tzicho lehamti. When she has to wait for someone, it's not nice. She feels she has to wait, also muta. But by Nido, she anyway waits. Even lebay lo tzicho lehamti. B'meile is no chisorin if darchi noyam. Again, if it's mitzad Nesro, lemay says Nesro. Lemaisa is Nesro. If it's mitzad Nesro, Lemaisa is Nesro. Lemaisa is Nesro. So man of Kamina, the husband, she also has to wait, is Nesro. So Taisus Me'etzim is Mechadish. This is the Machlekes, the two Terutzim. We're going before the Lomdas. The first Teretz learned is a bear that is called Nesro. The second Teretz learns, no. Is a often a Gemara Lekamon, that is no Yesoid of Nesro. Everything is Giboit and Darchei Noyam. So you have to measure yes noyam, nish noyam. Frank Taisus, more brothers is yes noyam, ain't the noyam should disdark leze she niftero. Bemele zog Taisus, by nide, siz yo noyam. Rab Kiva Eger, in the Yud Zayin Amud Beis, speaks it out very nicely with a Rashba there. Eish es ochiv sheloi hoyo boi lomoi. You don't do yibum. Why? Asher teilet. Prat leish es ochiv sheloi hoyo boi lomoi. Again, a brother dies, no brothers. Then the mother of the brother has another baby. So you don't do Yibum. Why you don't do Yibum? Why you don't do Yibum? What? Ki yeshu achim yachdov. Frek Taisus and all of the Rishonim in Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the first Taisus in Yud Zayin Amud Beis, why I need a posu ki yeshu achim yachdov? It's not noyam. Your brother died, she felt free. After 10 years, the mother of that brother had another baby. So for 10 years she was free. And now, boom, she falls in the Yibum. Ein ze darchi noyam. So Frek Taisus, why I need a posuk shalai hoya boi lomoi? Teipul eis inishkin darchi noyam. Zog de Rashbo, I'll tell you why you need a posuk. If it's more brothers, she anyway is not free. So is no chisoon of dachi noya? Zogt am kibayger, teisle shitos, he didn't want to answer it. Because ain't zin noyam, shati zokek, leze she niftero imenu. Even that zogt am kibayger is a chidush, because she was never niftero imenu, she was never born. But again, Tesis is mechadish, and I want to explain. There's a lot dvorim that we have to start to be oimid here. Dehainu, the Tesis in the first teretz, Kiilu didn't know the Gemara in Daf Pezayim. It's a din esro. Aye, the Gemara says Darchinoya. We'll have to explain how Tesis learned pshat in the Gemara of Darchinoya. Maybe he learned that it's a yalfuse, it's a gilui, but the lomdis is nesro. The second teretz learns, nein. It's no yesoid of Nesro. It's the din of Darchi Noyam. Yes Noyam, Nish Noyam. You measure every time. Yes Noyam and Nish Noyam. If it's Noyam, you mizdakek. If it's not Noyam, you're not mizdakek. This is the second talents of Tesis. Now, we have to know. First, what is the machlekes at Terutzim and Tesis? The first talents learns that we don't go with Darchi Noyam. We have to know how to explain. The second teretz learns everything is gebayt and darchi noyam. Everything is gebayt and darchi noyam. It's so strange. Daf lamed, lamed alef, lamed beis. The Gemara never mentioned gornish darchi noyam. Pitom and daf pizayim. The Gemara calls it darchi noyam. And this is what we have to explain. The first teretz learns it's a din nesro. The second teretz says veoid. Even if neither is a Erve, but you know why there's no Nesro? Because Nesro is Be'etzim Giboit and Darchi Noyam. And you measure every time, yes Noyam and not Noyam. Lo Yitchem Ha'Beise, Noyam. Neither, Noyam. So this is Lo Yitchem Ha'Beise, so why is Nesro? Ain't the Noyam, Shetach Zav Dizdakle, Zeh Sheniftar Ha'Menu. If the first Teretz is not Neger, if the first Teretz is one Yisoid, Nesro or not Nesro. I see the Gemara from Darchinoyam. So maybe the first Teretz will learn that the Gemara deer is only a droshe. From Darchinoyam, Rashi, and look in Rashi, the Pezayin Amud Beis. Rashi and Pezayin Amud Beis explains that Darchinoyam teaches me how to darshan the posuk. Not that it's a din Darchinoyam. It teaches me how to darshan the posuk. Darcheo Darchinoyam, Hilkach al kochoch ben enloy b'shas misa ke'omar is a way to uptage the pasuk. Now, the first Teretz learns Nesro is a din. Ay darchinoyam, maybe it's a gilui, maybe it's a yalfuse. The second Teretz learns darchinoyam is a aloche b'fnei atzmo. It's a betake to see the Gemoris inside and to see Rebel Chonon and Vov Aleph and an Aleph Dalet. And Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll try to go into the whole cheshbonis.